Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and this show is called Hastings Chamber Chat. Jessica Dodge is here. We're very excited. She's the Programs and Communications Manager / Member Services Manager, and we are so happy to have her in studio with us to tell us about all the great things going on in the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. How have you been?
We've been great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come in. Do we talk about where Christy is, or is that... Yeah, she's just not able to be here today.
She's someplace in a slightly warmer climate.
Very lucky her. Anyway, Jessie, tell us a little bit about yourself again, because you have been with the Chamber for how long?
I hit my one-year anniversary on November 8th at the Chamber.
We do that. What is it? Indeed, what is that for? We do that for all good things that happen.
Ah, okay.
Oh, congratulations. Yes. Well, congratulations. Did you think you won something? Sorry.
Maybe.
You won our praise and gratitude and congratulations.
That's priceless. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So what's the year been like? Has it just flown by?
It has really flown by. You know, just trying to get my feet under myself and learn what exactly the Hastings Chamber does has taken a bit, but now I've gotten a full year under my belt, and so I've experienced every event that we have annually, as well as monthly events, and gotten to know our members, and that has been pretty incredible.
Tell us what you would like to say about the members of the Hastings Chamber.
I can honestly say, because I've worked for a number of chambers, that I've really never met anybody like them. It's such a great, tight-knit community, group of people that not only utilize each other in business, but also lean on each other for support and other areas. They're not afraid to ask for help when it comes to community involvement and anything philanthropic, and then get together and have a good time, but also then take what they know about their fellow chamber members and refer others to them. It's just quite the network.
Is it because you think a lot of the Hastings Chamber is small businesses versus corporate companies?
You know, I honestly don't know that because we do have some great representation from our larger chamber members that show up and they serve on our board, they serve on our ambassador committee, and they are just as involved as our small business owners. They also appreciate what small businesses still bring to the community, even though they're part of a larger business.
And Hastings still is so unique in that regard, isn't it?
Extremely.
We're so lucky.
Very, very.
This time of year, I know, is a very exciting time because you are getting set to recap the year and then kick off the new year. And one of my favorite events is, of course, the annual dinner, which is technically a business meeting, too, or something.
It is. According to most chambers' bylaws, an annual meeting is required to review the year, to review, the current board of directors. But most chambers that I've seen and heard about really use it as a celebration. They turn it into, let's celebrate what we've actually accomplished in the previous year, and let's present what we're planning to do for the next year. So it's really turned into, instead of kind of a stale meeting, it's more of a fun event with some great information included.
So I know that is going to be in January, and people think sometimes it's just for Hastings Chamber members, but it really, anybody can attend. Tell us about that.
Yes, more than anybody is welcome to attend. It's a great event to come and network. It's really just takes networking to the next level because of the type of event that it is. So, anybody can get tickets at hastingsmn.org and purchase online or give us a call at the chamber office and I can help.
And where is the event this year and what is the venue or the details?
Sure. So the event is going to be on Thursday, January 26th of 2023. It's in the evening. It includes a networking hour, a great dinner, a presentation, some beautiful videos that we work closely with Hastings Cable Television on, and then just some overall fun. It's going to be at the Little Log House Pioneer Village this year, which we're really excited about. We haven't been there in a while, at least as far as since Christy and I have been there, and they've been amazing to work with. So we're excited to support that member. And then we're also looking at having our meal catered by Patax, another long-term chamber member. New this year, we have confirmed we have a live auction. And we are going to really focus the committee. We've got just an incredible small committee that really is the powerhouse behind this event. They decided they want live auction prizes to be more experiential type packages. So I can't really go into detail about a lot of them, but there will be certainly an activity and a meal and something special that we'll be auctioning off. We'll probably have 7 to 10 of those.
Fabulous. I know, we're so excited.
Yes.
So I know you mentioned that these different videos. Tell us a little bit about what they're about.
Sure. So in case you don't know, we do have, we give away 3 awards at the annual dinner, recognizing a business of the year, volunteer of the year, and educator of the year. And we work with HCTV and do really nice video packages once we announce the winners at their place of business, volunteering, or school, and put together some nice videos for just kind of that highlight why they won their award.
And you have been taking applications, and I know right now you're in the process of analyzing the nominations.
Yes, and we had an incredible response this year. We just used a simple form online and got many nominations for each category, and it's tight, it's tough. The committee does make the decision, so it's not just Christy and I at the office. It's the committee reads them all very carefully and really thinks about them and talks about each nomination.
And what is the criteria for each, please?
They depend. You know, we do choose Educator of the Year instead of Teacher because we also want to recognize people in administration as well as other areas of education. You know, just because you don't have your teacher's certificate or degree doesn't mean you're not in a teaching or educating capacity when you're serving in a school district. So for that can be any educator in a school in Hastings and the surrounding area, both public and private. Volunteerism, it's really dependent on, you know, what the nominators put down for how that person has served the community. It's not just a chamber volunteer. It's definitely a Hastings area volunteer. And then, of course, our business of the year, they're recognized for, you know, it's a kind of a wide range, but it can be for their diversity, equity, and inclusion practices, their training practices, their giving back, you know, or just a combination of all of it together.
So these nominations will be looked at, and then when will they be announced, please?
We will be informing the winners the week of Christmas.
That's a perfect gift.
I know, right?
I love that.
And so we'll let them know, and then we will then announce them once they've all been properly made aware. We will announce it on our Facebook page, and then hopefully our media outlets will pick it up and share it as well.
Well, we sure hope that, so be sure you let us know as well. Well, congratulations. Absolutely. And it is really just a great honor to even be nominated. I'm sure that you, as you're going through them, you're realizing Hastings is made up of so many great people, individuals, and businesses that really continue to make not only the chamber strong, but our community.
It's wonderful. It's just a wonderful reminder of, you know, the true good we do have and in our community and in the world still.
Tell us a little bit more about your duties. And I know that there are, you know, when people think about the Chamber of Commerce of Hastings, this is all driven by 1 full-time employee, 2 part-time employees, and volunteers. Tell us about that. You get a lot done.
We certainly do. We definitely work hard. I promise that. You know, I'm almost full-time, so it's Christy and I. And then one thing that's somewhat unique when you look at the grand picture of Chambers of Commerce, we also have our Tourism Bureau connected. So, you know.
And that's unique?
Somewhat. And maybe not in chambers and tourism offices of this size, but in other areas and maybe a little bit bigger, it is somewhat unique because, you know, tourism bureaus are funded by lodging tax. So anytime you check into a hotel room, any lodging tax goes and helps. And basically it's the marketing arm for the city for visitors. So that's kind of separate from what a chamber does. You know, it's separate duties and things. Chambers of Commerce are really, they were established to support business communities. And they're supported by businesses for businesses.
So when you say that the Tourism Bureau is separate, you certainly do work very closely, though, with the city.
Absolutely, yes. And we've got a great group of people with the city that are just as excited to promote it as we are. And, you know, Dave is kind of he's the go-to when it comes to...
Dave Youngren.
Dave Youngren is our go-to in the tourism office. So not only do we have his knowledge and passion for this city, which nobody can deny that, we have his wonderful creativity, too. So that, and then working together with the city and Parks and Rec and, you know, really pushing out the great things we can do in Hastings, we've got a we've got a pretty good thing going on.
Not only that, but, you know, really, it's year-round. When you think about how close we are to the ski resorts, to ice fishing.
Absolutely.
Snowmobiling.
Well, that's the great thing about Hastings' proximity, you know, to this Twin Cities. You've got the resources of the cities, but you still can be in Hastings to get the small town feel, whether you're a resident or a visitor.
So I know you answer the phone a lot at the chamber. What are the kinds of questions that come in?
Oh, that's an interesting question, because they range. They range.
I would love to hear, because I'm sure they're wacky.
Sometimes we do get some wacky. You know what? How about this? I'll make a note, and then I'll come on like 6 months, and we can deliver some funny ones.
Okay.
But yeah, anywhere from when are the mayflies going to hatch?
Why?
You know, they ask a lot, you know, and it's one thing if they call the chamber and it's more of a city question. We certainly want to help people who call, but then there are other calls that are just a little off the wall. And now I can't think of anything while we're sitting here, but I promise I'm going to come up with some for next time.
We get wacky calls here at the radio station.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I just heard the fire truck. Where is it going? I'm not sure. We're neighbors, yeah. But, you know, they don't check in with us.
They don't report back. I know. But, you know, a lot of it is, you know, to I think back a while ago, chambers did a lot of, especially in small towns, even smaller than ours, did a lot of like welcome wagon type things.
Yes.
And it wasn't necessarily a chamber doing that. It was more utilizing chamber members to put together those items to welcome people to Hastings. So, you know, it's just that kind of has gone away. Right. The welcome wagon type of thing has kind of gone away. So people kind of think that still goes on.
And that doesn't go on?
Not anymore. No. People, we really utilize the chamber for business-to-business networking and business-to-consumer networking, you know, that to really help increase people's business and business awareness.
You know what, though? For new members that are, or new people that are coming into the community, I always get your booklet.
Absolutely.
And I keep it on we have a little guest bedroom. I keep it on the nightstand.
Yes.
In the guest bedroom.
Yep.
Just because it's so full of great things to do and history about Hastings.
Yep, absolutely. And I definitely encourage anyone, you know, to utilize our office for things like that, because we do have it. While, you know, we might create them for visitors, it's just a great resource to go to for restaurants and city phone numbers and just those numbers you don't realize you need until you move to town and say, wow, I really need that. And, you know, some people just prefer a booklet over a computer. So,
as we are looking ahead to the new year, I know that the winter months are a challenge, of course, for a lot of businesses that rely on tourism and, I don't know, nicer weather. What can we do as citizens of this community to help?
Remember to shop local. And I know it gets redundant, especially this time of year, but do not forget our local businesses and restaurants and, I mean, really anything in Hastings that you can go to, use them instead of online or, you know, or going to another town and utilizing, if we have the same services in Hastings, why not use them?
And I think when you really explore our town as a visitor, you have a fresh eye, and it really is fun to just take some time and really pick around.
Absolutely.
Instead of like running to the post office and then zipping into a store for 2 seconds and
right.
Really take time as if you were a visitor. Carve out a couple hours.
For sure.
Oh my gosh.
Sure. And it's not only downtown Hastings that has places to see and places to visit. You know, we do hear a lot of people think that we focus a lot on downtown, but that is a tourist area. But as residents, we know there's other places in Hastings. And, you know, if we can do more to promote those areas, we'd love to hear your ideas. But, you know, just remember to just keep it in town, but spread out in Hastings. Go check out the south side of town, the west side of town. You know, there's a lot of places to visit.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how the pandemic, you think that businesses are faring after the pandemic. Do you feel like things are kind of returning back to normal?
Sure. Well, once, you know, any restaurant or business has survived what they have over the last, I mean, almost 3 years, I would look at it as more opportunity. We did it. You know, overall, I don't have any hard figures to say that things are improving, but it just does sound like things are picking up when it comes to the supply chain. I know the workforce crisis is still an issue for a lot of our members, and it's not just in Hastings. It's all over the place. I mean, workforce is truly a crisis right now.
And what do your fellow fellow chambers say about that?
Right now, you know, they have a lot of resources, but until those resources can really provide more, it's going to be really hard for anything to happen until we can just really get people back to work and areas that they want to be in.
And is Hastings, are they hiring across the board? I know that you're also working very closely with the school district, which I think is brilliant. Yes. So tell us about that and how that's going to impact you long term.
Christy has worked really closely with the school district and in developing a few different things. One thing I thought that she worked on, which I of note, is delivering to classrooms or in the high school, giving students an understanding of a salary and a salary with benefits, and the breakdown of how much that costs and how much you're actually getting, not just the number on paper, it's everything else that goes along with it and putting a value on it. That's something that, you know, I don't even remember being taught that. And then really realizing once I finally got my quote-unquote big kid job, that there is more value out there than just the number that they present to you. That was huge, and I think it went over really far. And she utilizes a lot of members' HR departments to come in and help communicate that and break it down.
And you have a child, obviously, that is going to be in the, you know, out in the real world sooner
yes.
than later. What are some of the things that you see that could help him that the chamber can do?
Well, I think, you know, any chamber member is welcome to post any open positions on our job board. And I think that's a huge member benefit, especially right now. And the more we can push that job board out, the more people are seeing it. We definitely work closely with the high school and making sure they're aware of what's being posted. And we have a lot of members that post regularly. So there's a lot out there. But, you know, I would say letting my son know that there are a lot of resources out there with open positions, a lot of on-the-job training opportunities, that's huge, especially when kids out of high school and even out of college think they need experience to find their first job. Well, now is the time that you're going to get a job without experience because they need you.
Well, this is all great. It's good things are going on, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Absolutely is right. Jessica Dodd, she's Programs and Communications Manager. She also works with Member Services at the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. And we're so happy she stopped in today for Chamber Chat. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.